welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 36.
Yeah,
Paul 36, and Barry. 36. Yep. God, that's a lot. Right.
Yep. It's good, isn't it?
What's it called today, Paul?
It's going to be called War of the Beard.
Or War of the Beards.
War of the Beards. Like it. That's right. So, yeah, so today we played a game from our Winter Roller, forthcoming Winter Roller 17 tournament pack.
People have been asking for that.
Yes, they have, and I will address these matters now. Yeah, so we rolled for it and played a game straight up with 2,000 points and... Yeah, saw it to the conclusion. Are we talking about it?
Yeah, we will. Mm-hmm. We will. So that was. So we're going to talk about the War of the Big Little Beard. War of the Beards.
Just War of the Beard.
War of my beard.
The singular beard.
The single beard.
Yes.
No beards. No. Just a beard.
Get over it.
Okay. So what have you been doing in this fine week, Paul?
So, okay, we're recording on Friday. Oh, it's going to go out today then, isn't it?
It should already be out, but we're...
so it's recording
today. It'll be going out this afternoon, yeah. So no edits, yeah. Please.
I have played a... what have I been doing? So I played Adam at Marvel, yeah, Miniatures. I'm kind of teaching Adam. I played Mark at Marvel Miniatures. And I also then played Eric at Guild Ball as well.
Excellent. So where do you want to start?
Well, the Marvel game is great. I mean, like, what I've done is I've picked up the options. In fact, but there are two, actually, I say that. I've picked up all the options bar two for Avengers because there are two that are held in other starter sets that, you know, groups of four that only one of them... Wolverine works for the Avengers, but he's in a starter pack of the X-Men.
Yeah, of course.
So I can't...
Why wouldn't he?
You can't buy him separately. So, and I don't think you can, really. So if I had an opportunity to get them, I would, but I don't think that's going to be the case because I don't need three others I can't use.
Yeah.
And so the reason I've done that is so that every time I play it, I randomly are drawing who I've got.
You've got some meat now on the table. I see there's Hulkbuster. There's...
The Hulk.
The Hulk himself.
Yeah.
The Thing.
Yeah.
It's like Big Lads on Patrol.
Who's that?
Here. Doctor Doom.
That's right. And who's that?
That's the Deadpool.
Yeah, exactly. So those five...
Plus your other team over there.
Plus my team of seven. So that makes... I've got a pool of 12 heroes.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a completionist in a sense, because then it's like... It will keep the game really fresh to me, because I'll just keep randomly drawing it. And if I end up points down, I end up points down.
If you look how big the Hulk is
compared
to Deadpool...
Yeah.
He is big. He's a big lad.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of weight in that miniature. So you played Adam, yeah?
I played
Adam. The stuff that was supposed to be yours that he snaffled off.
Yeah, Adam style. But it was cool because we didn't play a full game, as in a full-size game, because he didn't have enough. But, and I was kind of, yeah, and he grasped it fairly quickly. And then I played Mark at the regular size of 50 levels, as it's called. And that was cool. I mean, I did the scenario, and he used Guardians of the Galaxy, which I haven't gone up against yet. And there's some really, like, good... guys in that, like Groot especially.
Groot.
Well, there's only I've only seen one guy that can heal himself, which is the Vision, but he can only do it once, and it's for three endurance points. Groot can do that every turn, and he does, and he will. You know, like, and so he's standing there bodyguarding, probably in the fluff it will be that little raccoon. But he's doing it to anybody, and then he's getting healing as well, and it's like, that is a lot of meat to choose from.
Well, that's what he did, wasn't it, Groot?
Yeah, exactly. So I had to, instead, I played the scenario and just won it on scenario.
But there's a theme there.
Yeah. That was pretty good. And then Eric's game against Gilboa, so I used my Mason's team against his Hunters.
So your Mason's team's built to maximise armour.
I call it the wall. It's the so I've gone for all the armour 2 players, but there isn't that, and Flint
you've gone to maximise armour, but you have to take Flint because he's so good.
But, and there isn't actually enough armor 2 players to get. Like,
and even if there was, you couldn't not play Flint because he was really very, very good.
Yeah. I mean, you do need a striker, don't you? I think. I'm getting good. As in the sense of like practice at the same team is helping a lot.
Mm.
Like I'm starting to pick up little nuanced synergies I didn't see before. You know, like, and by using the same players all the time. I mean, in a tournament game of it, you have 8 on your squad and you can swap in 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't think that I probably would do that. Yeah, as in...
I think you might... There's some... What are they called? The Mercs?
Yeah.
Union?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of those are really good in certain matchups.
I mean, that's the thing. But I'm quite happy with... Because Honor, my captain's feat, only affects guild only. And it's... I don't know. It just seems right to keep it within guild for the moment. Like, I'm not... there's no merc that's armor 2. And I couldn't improve it anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, so... I think Hammer, the second captain, he does less for his guild only. So he's more a... I think if you had him, you'd have more inclined to use
Mercs.
But they are, when season 3 comes out, all the models are getting new cards. So I've seen the spoiler for Harmony, Honor's sister, and she's changed quite a bit, like a lot of abilities. Like, ooh, it's like, so they might, this play on armor might not be there in season 3. I might have to redesign it. It might be.
Yeah. Did you not see that bit? Was that not on the... that not on a card when they showed her card or whatever?
Oh, no, that was... Harmony is Honor's sister.
Oh, right,
she's
okay.
Not in my squad.
Yeah.
Because
she's got no armour.
Yeah.
Defence 5, no armour.
So, and it's been quite good. I mean, I'm still think that... I'm still of the personal opinion that... I think that a player using... a good player using Butchers is still the hardest game.
Oh, we played last Friday.
Yeah, we played last Friday, yeah.
We didn't even mention that. And you played Sherwin and you got ruined, sir, I tell you. Ruined by the Butchers.
Did that happen to the last podcast? Yeah, sorry, yes, listeners. And I played Barry at Guild Ball as well.
And won,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sherwin then proceeded... did you beat him with Fisherman or did he win with Fisherman?
Oh, he won with Fisherman, yeah.
And then he won with Butchers, but it was like... The win with Butchers was lunacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you didn't know exactly what was coming and he did know what was coming. but it was like... It wasn't even a game. It was over like within a couple of turns.
Yeah.
It was just a landslide.
Yeah. I mean, Sherwin's very good, and you proved it. So it's going to be a while until I can compete with him. Yeah, at this, could be a long while. I think, yeah. If
just
ever,
beat him at War Machine or War Master. Yeah, that's the only way. Yeah. Crush him at War Master.
But it's cool because my next organised play event is the Triwizard. But then the thing after that is a Club Zone Guild Ball tournament. So and then on Wednesday that's just gone, I went down to the gaming club and played some Kill Team, which 40k Kill Team, which I've been meaning to do for a while.
You've been spending some dollar on Kill Team. I've seen bits and bobs, cards, books, boxes and bases.
It's not expensive.
No.
So
doing something right, GW, because people are spending money. They weren't spending money. Yeah. A year ago you weren't spending any money at GW, and in the last few months you've probably spent 100 or more.
Hmm, that's fair enough, yeah. So, on the shelves here is, I've been doing quite a lot of painting as well. I've been getting my Skaven clan rats done. I have, actually.
What a speeding along. Just 11 left.
11 left, but that's better than what it was.
13.
Yeah, and no, it's 15. Shut up, anyway. So I'm getting them done, and in between them, I painted this kill team of Dark Eldar, which I was really happy with, actually. You know, like, as a look. I followed a guide I found online. Yeah, like, and that's what I like to do. Like, that's why in this thing I bought recently a couple of guides, you know, painting. I think if I can follow a guide, I can get good effects. I can't think up those effects on my own. I'm very much like paint by numbers then, I guess.
I wasn't going to say that.
That's all right.
But, yeah, some people like their own fluff. They make, like, the Howling Griffins or the... Yeah. Burgers of cheese. And they paint their own livery and stuff. And other people just like to follow the Ultramarines Codex, paint blue.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
White trim.
Because I like to reproduce the result that is good on the table.
It did shock me that they weren't blue. I did think there'd been a malfunction. Maybe Paul had run out of blue paint.
I can paint other colours.
I just think your default faction is like, who plays in blue? What game is it? What colour are they? Like Masons, I thoroughly expect Masons to be blue.
Yeah, they are blue. I mean, get in. Their tokens are blue.
Everything's blue. Everything. Blue. Sigmar, blue.
Blue's good.
Ultramarines, blue.
Yeah.
The blue faction.
I've done them. I was supposed to play against Darren, Kill Team. We'd set this date, but he couldn't do it. So Anthony stepped in. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I got to say, like, Kill Team was exactly what I imagined it would be, a complete popcorn game.
Yeah.
Like, we played two games of it.
Was it not... See, this is what concerns me. You say it's a popcorn game, but you need the rule book. The rule book.
It's in there.
No, yeah, but you need to read that rule book. That's quite an investment, isn't it?
As you just taught me.
All right, so you just don't bother. You just need somebody that knows the rules.
Yeah, knows the rules. So now I know the rules, because it's not complicated. It's honestly, 40k rules are not complicated. They're not the best set of rules I've ever... Like, this is 7th edition 40k. It's not the best set of rules I've ever come across, but they're functional.
Right.
Like, they make everything
quite
simple.
So is it just full of special rules, that rule book, then? Why is it so big?
Well, it's fluff in there, but there are, and there's a lot of like keywords in it.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Like,
so, like, it's that kind of rule set. Like the actual core rules of it are simple. Like,
so it's not 4 pages, but it's not like.
No, but I mean, it's not 40 pages, is it? Right, okay. So I'm not saying, you know. I mean, it's a, but like a simple thing is like, okay, so we played the game over over an infinity table, so lots of scenery because you need it. And it's like, scenery, how do we do this? And it's like, oh, when you're moving up scenery, it's 2 dice and you get you move the highest, like moving through difficult ground. And I was like, that's really simple then, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's not great, but it's not broke either. You just roll the dice and see what you get. If you can't end halfway, so if the building's 5 inches tall, you've got to get 5 on the dice.
Or more, you'll
go. Yeah, and you can't go up there. You know, like, and I was like, that's great. You know,
So there was none of this haunted woods, mystic temples, all that kind of shenanigans.
I mean, there are, like, GW do a lot of scenery, and there are specific rules for those scenery if you choose to have that scenery, but you don't have to, do you? I mean, that's the thing, it's like, this kill team worked because we had a lot of scenery that I already had already, and lots of line of sight blocking stuff. And we played 2 games of it. The second game was 15 minutes, that's all it took. You know, like,
well, that sounds a bit one-sided.
No. It wasn't in a sense, but it's like that's how quick games of Kill Team are. Like the first game took half an hour, and but the second one. Well, now I was learning the rules.
Yeah.
The second one, now I've got the rules. Took 15 minutes. I lost both, but like that's all it took. Like it didn't. I wasn't.
So was this just like a heavy stubber parade? Was it?
Well, because everything acts individually, so that wouldn't matter.
Right.
Because
so one guy moves out, gets shot, killed.
Well, yeah. I mean, like one model could only attack one model. So the problem, you know, you could break it by bringing spam lists. Like Anthony was like, I could have brought 30 orcs. And I was like, that would have been probably broken.
So for every activation you get, he gets 3, in effect.
Well,
because you're going to have like a 10-man team. Yeah. He's got like a 30-man team.
So like my 10-man team, like he's got 30 guys. My 10-man team overperforms and kills 10 orcs. 20 orcs ruin me.
Yeah, for every model you move, he moves 3.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we understand that.
So it's not you go, I go. You do your whole turn, then he does his whole turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I was using my Dark Elder, this list that I'd done to play against Darren's Howling Griffins, but sadly Darren didn't. And he used Space Wolves. So he had 5 guys in a rhino, like Blood Claws in a rhino, and 5 scouts. Who, Wolves, Space Wolf scouts aren't the scouts of other legions. They're actually quite good. They're actually like veterans, you know, scouts. Anyway, it was great. I mean, I've got to say, I enjoyed it. And I realised that between my copy of Space Hulk and Death Watch Overkill, I actually have enough of a cult army to actually play a small game of 40k. So I bought the Gene Stealer Cult Codex. You know, it came in the mail today. And I said to Anthony, it's like, I'd like to do this because I said on the last podcast how much I like the look of the cultists,
their low tech weaponry,
the guy with the shotgun has sold it for me brilliantly. I mean, that's quality, and I just like that because this new, well, I say this old version of current White Dwarfs.
Yeah, I've got it. Now.
Like,
got it.
They have design notes in there. Like, talk to the design.
So they were just like they just nicked like diggers and stuff and trucks.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Out of the quarry.
They're not an army.
Just armor them up.
Yeah,
stick some weapons on top.
Yeah, put a gun on that. Now it's a 4x4 with a gun. Like, you know, and that's cool, and I like the fact that cultists are wearing hazmat suits, which look a little bit like Gene Stealer's like parts of carapace, intentionally to link the army. So I bought a set. Basically, I got a set of the cultists because they're just cool, and they can also flesh out the cultists that are in the Overkill and make a. I mean, like, and I said to Anthony, I was like, I'm interested in this as long as. Like, it's playing against people I know and the kind of agreed gentleman's rules.
What, no flyers?
Yeah, well, basically, the cult doesn't have any flyers. Has no options for flyers. Has no dedicated anti-air stuff. So it's like, what will I do, like, if you bring loads of planes? It's like, nothing, is it? Like, so I'm only going to play this. I mean, that's it. That's all I needed to get was the book. I'm only going to play this like against people I know, like Luke or Clarky. You know, like if I persuade him to like be reasonable. I wouldn't play somebody I didn't know at 40k because it's not,
or somebody who plays the rules hard.
Well, do you know how many codexes that's armies there are in 40k currently?
How many just Space Marines will do? Well, there's probably a dozen Space Marines.
Make a guess. How many different codexes are there?
25?
Close, it's 20.
Half of them are Space Marines, or Chaos Space Marines, probably, in one version or another.
There are some, like, you wouldn't have thought that was an army, like, but anyway, it's a really, what I'm saying is 20 different codexes, 20 different armies is a really well-developed, you know, game system. But the problem is because allies are unlimited, unchecked, so you can, and you can't balance it. That then, like they've, I mean,
yeah, but the game of ages got balanced.
Yeah, but exactly, the game's, why bother balancing? The game's not balanced.
No,
so,
but it was never.
So if you, so it's not really like I wouldn't want to play it competitively because it's.
Well, nobody, you'd need like you'd have to be lobotomized to want to play this or Age of Sigmar competitively.
Oh yeah,
there's no point. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, like, so I said to Anthony, I was like, so if I get this cult book, I'd like to play if I was Gene Cedar cult, I'd like to play it against Imperial Guard or Space Marines, because it's the only two armies the cult would ever fight, because it's a Gene Cedar that's infected a human population, not an orc population or an Eldar. They'd never fight that. It never happened in the fluff. So it's like, yeah, agreed. Okay, I've got some Space Wolves, so there you go. Like, there you go. Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happy days. Mm-hmm. Right, so is that it? And your busy week?
I'm playing you again at Guild Ball tonight.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I'm going to use Masons.
I'm still on fish.
Oh, yeah. Something. Oh, the fish are good.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. It's about 2 inches of attacking. Found that. That's reach, yeah.
That's reach.
It's like
two inch reach.
You're poking me where I can't counter you.
Unless I'm stupid enough to give you a counter.
You're coming nearer. And it's
mistakes were made last Friday. Mistakes were made. But, my week in wargaming has consisted of two games of Guild Ball, one against Paul, one against Big Darren, and a bit of Magic, and that's it. The Guild Ball, I'm playing Fisherman, like, exclusively, although I'm messing around with my team. Because some of the characters, they do have synergy, but it's a bit linear, the synergy. It's always like, kind of, if this guy's within 4 inches of this guy, which is just a bit like, you end up clustering guys together, and it's a bit...
What are you talking about?
So in like my team, so you've got Kraken, the big lump. Yeah. If he's within 4 inches of Siren, he gives her a buff. But that kind of makes your team like really easy to predict, because you're going to move Siren, then you're going to move Kraken within four. And on the other side, you've got Angel, who stays with, what's the guy's name? The Shark, is he the main? Shark. And then you've got the little Otter, and they're all a little group, and they've got to all stay within four of each other. And it just becomes a bit like predictable.
Right, okay.
So I've started disbanding all those really kind of simple synergies and just picking players that do good stuff on their own.
Fair enough.
Or can work in little teams, but don't necessarily need to always be holding hands.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't play in the November the 20th.
Right, it's on a Sunday. Yeah. Unless my kids both don't have a game that Sunday, and I'll know like the week before.
I'll make it happen.
Cripple them both, and I'll be happy. Don't really cripple them. So right. So playing against Big Darren, he was using. Was he using Masons as well? No, he was using Butchers, wasn't he? So, as usual, I didn't get the ball. Butcher got the ball, stuck the ball up the jumper. So I had to get the ball off Darren and score, which you can do with Shark.
Yeah.
Because Shark is kind of like Flint.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Does he tackle on one hit?
Does Flint tackle on one hit as well?
Yeah, well, he does, yeah.
Yeah, well, probably not. God almighty, he's good, isn't he, Flint?
Is it one hit or two hits?
One hit sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's got close control as well, so he's like protecting. Yeah, you have to tackle him twice.
He's the ultimate ball carrier, whereas like Shark is your man. He'll go in, he'll get the ball, he'll move away, he'll shoot, and he'll disappear. So he can do it all on his own. So that's what he did. He went on his own. He popped his feet, and the feet prevents people from retaliating because it shortens their movement. But then he gets the ball back, stuffs up his jumper, and then we have to fight it out. So I did manage to fight it out. I think it finished 12-10 to me, and I missed an open goal as well. So,
ooh, what was the dice you were rolling?
Like four dice.
Oh, you really shouldn't have missed that.
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's not as bad as you think it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's only like, what's that, one in two, one in four, one in eight, one in 16. Anyway, yeah, it should have happened. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we managed to punch out four of the Butchers.
Oh, right, okay. You knocked them out.
Yeah, I only scored one goal.
Who are you knocking them out with?
Well, you have to go gung-ho, don't you? So what happens is you pick one guy.
Yeah.
And because I've got reach and you don't, I just, like, gang up on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like three and four of me going against the soft stuff.
Yeah.
The little girl. the boy. The cat or whatever they've got.
Yeah,
the big stuff.
You got to pick on the mascots.
Yeah, get that
that's
off.
That's definitely a good idea.
Too early in the turn, though, because the buff's insane. Mm. But, yeah, ding them up, all the soft stuff, and then they came back on, ding them up again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the mascots won't ever come back. That's the thing.
I think he did. I think he brought the mascots back on.
With a card.
With one box. Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Don't do that. It's off again.
So you can beat up the butchers, but you have to be really careful. Yeah. And obviously, the difference between someone like Darren, who's relatively new to the game, and Sherwin...
There's a league apart, isn't it?
Yeah. So, like, when I was playing butchers, you beat me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't play fish against you. I played butchers, and you won.
I did.
And
it's 1-0 to me in Guild Ball.
Because I tried to do a big scrum in the middle...
Mm.
And you used your armor buff to prevent me doing as much damage as I needed. Whereas when you watched Sherwin come in, he was doing like double the damage on the way in because his sequencing was better.
Yeah.
And then his use of the bleed and the and the bleed again and the bleed and the bleed and the bleed and
Yeah, so. Definitely. It's yeah. It's good.
So, I did, strangely enough, when I was playing with butchers against your masons, I missed not playing with fish because there was no way of getting the ball.
Mm.
And even when they got the ball, I mean, they got a reasonable striker, but she's not safe with the ball. Not like the fish or not like your flint.
Well, the thing is about Guild Ball now is now that the second captains and mascots have turned up, there generally is some variety you can play. Like, you're not every game, you don't have to have the same players, you can actually change it. And that's great, because before the variety was play another team. But now there's variety within a team. And that's all, and it's only going to get better to the point where they collapse under the weight of too many releases, as in terms of keeping it all somehow balanced. Because right now it's like in a really nice place. And so the Hammer, like Mason's second captain, Hammer, is interesting. But now the mascot's turned up as well. Which is an armadillo.
That sounds interesting. It's got lots of armor,
I
guess.
Three.
Armor 3.
And he pushes players around. And I was like, I do love the armor 3, but I was like, well, the rest
defense?
Of it.
2.
Oh, yeah, 2. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, and I was looking at it and I was like, what would I do with him? I don't know. Like, the thing is, because Honor has a buff specifically with marbles, and it's a really good one, it's like, I kind of.
You like
I still
your monkey,
want to use
yeah.
I still like the monkey.
Spanky or monkey.
Yeah.
All right, and so we did that. We did a couple of Guild Ball. We did a game of Magic at the Wii on Monday. That was interesting. We had, about 11 playing Standard. My Standard deck's getting really long in the tooth now. That does happen. So the metagame's moving because this is a new set and lots of people are running around with vehicles, like crewing these vehicles. It's so bizarre. So you play this artifact and then... You stick a man in it, and the artifact becomes a creature, and it's really good. And it's like my deck's getting really long in the tooth, so I'm gonna have to revamp it or change it for a different deck.
What is it? People don't like playing it.
No, it just can't compete.
Oh right, okay.
Things have moved in a different direction, and what it did, it was like really slow and grindy.
But that is the perk of Magic, isn't it? It's like that is the appeal of Magic, isn't it? Is the change ever changing meta of it.
Yeah, my friend Matt Brown, he's at Pro Tour Honolulu, which starts today. So
really?
Good luck, Matt.
Really amazing.
Wish you won't. But good luck to you, sir. So what else we got? Chaos Sponsorship.
Yes.
That's me done. I'll talk about the Kickstarter later, maybe. Chaos Sponsorship. Thank you, KR, for your KR Sponsorship. There you go. Knock it out of the park, sir. Right, so today's game, what happened, Paul?
So, okay, we played a game out of this, the Stick Winter Roller pack. I took High Elves, because I've never played Barry with High Elves. Or finished a game with High Elves, I should say. Because we did try last time.
They are bitches.
And, Barry took Dwarves. So it's the same list we used...
last week?
Last episode. And we rolled up Take and Hold, so the third mission in the scenario, which is objectives... there's 5 objectives in the game, 2 you've placed, 2 the opponent's placed, and 1 in the middle.
Yep.
And you're, as well as the usual ways of winning, you can win via scenario by holding the ones you didn't place. So the middle one or the enemy's 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you won scouting?
I did. My scouting role was I had 13 in scouts.
Okay. I had 11. I wasn't.
Yeah, no, you weren't shy, but higher was more. Yeah. So I chose a table side. I placed my ejectors down. One scattered too far forward, really, and was like, ooh.
They did.
It was a long way forward.
It was like on the halfway line.
And a second one stayed relatively safe. And then Barry's placed yours in, and they scattered one. Your one of yours scattered back, didn't it?
Into my deployment.
Into your deployment, which is very nice.
In woods.
Yeah. So I looked at the table, and I was like, my intention was I was going to try and play the scenario. Because Barry had done his usual thing of setting up all entirely in one corner.
It's called castling.
So I was
it's
like,
very good for a defensive army.
But yeah, I mean, and I was looked at it all, and I was like, I'm going to make a game of this over the middle. Like, I'm going to, because he's going to have to come out to contest this centre one, or he's just letting me win.
Right.
And that's the play I went for. But I did. It's been a while since I played against cannons, and it's like, ow, like that was hurting. Like cannons are hurting.
Cannons hurt.
Cannons hurt.
And they didn't do as much as they could have because they left a couple of units like heavily dinged up but alive.
Yeah, definitely.
They only took off one complete unit. Yeah, first shot, it was just like boom, go.
It's like, and that made me sit up and notice.
Because you've only got 10 to play with.
Yeah, I don't.
So like, if you leave them four turns, they'll eat half your break on their own.
Yeah, it's not good. So I was looking at it, I was like, I sent in some eagles just to try and knock some cannons down.
That didn't help.
Overall, it didn't though.
No, it didn't do anything.
Well, like you blew up your own flame cannon.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, the flame cannons underperformed massively. They both blew up.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you shouldn't use such tech. stupid dwarf.
Stupid dwarf. Yeah. So basically, I set up in my normal one corner deployment. Which is good, because it was a nice, strong position, and it allowed me to use my cannons to best effect. But I also defended my objective on the right-hand side with two units of warriors, which meant that they were relatively safe. I wasn't... Because your infantry's rubbish.
High elves are so forgiving, like, command-wise, because I'd set up my artillery thinking, oh, I'll shoot these dwarves out of this, and then I'll just stroll... Oh, that's what I intended to do, and then I'll just... Because he's not going to put a character there, and then I'll just stroll in and take it.
Yeah.
But I realised that...
You were told.
Like, I was like, oh, hang on, I'm not going to get line of sight to those dwarves, because the objective's at the back edge of the forest.
And they're more than 2 centimetres in.
Yeah, and I was like, oops. But high elves, I was like, my general was dragging the artillery across the table, and he's like, but he could do it.
10 centimetres of time.
Yeah, he could do it. Just like, could do it for days. my plan switched, because originally I intended to go for Barry's left, his left with just two warriors, and the centre, while hopefully fending him off my one on the right. So I was going to completely forget. Because Barry had one gyrocopter, so he could have sent the gyrocopter on a mission to capture one of my objectives for a turn. But I was like, if he does that, then I'm just going to have to rely that I can turn my stuff around to deal with it. Yeah, it's like, because I left my objectives open. Yeah, right, because...
Okay, I maybe would have tried that as a last grab.
Yeah, if you needed it. But, like, if I kept...
You're only ever one order away from your stuff turning round on the 10 and blowing me away.
Exactly. So I was like, if he tries it, I'm just going to invite him to do that. Like, I won't sit back and defend it. With that as a penalty. I'd lose the scenario point, but then hopefully I could turn around and take off the objective, the gyrocopter.
Yeah.
So, but then as the game progressed, Barry tactically decided not to contest the middle.
No, it wasn't tactically. I just, because I was going second, it only hit me at the end of my turn that I hadn't moved anything forward. So that means I lost a point in my turn.
Yeah.
Then it's your turn three, you score.
Yeah.
My turn three, I'm miles away, so I try and get my stuff moving, can't get there.
Yeah.
You score.
Yeah.
Your turn four, you score.
Yep.
So I'm already 4-0 down before I can even do anything about it.
The thing is, that was your choice.
No, absolutely.
Your oversight. It's like,
The problem is with my little dwarfies, is by the time I'd set up a defensive line, and I was going for my objective to protect on the left-hand side, and also get your objective, which I felt reasonably confident I could have done if the game had gone on. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to win on that objective on the left, and I'd taken a part of my army away to defend. And you've not got a particularly big army to start with.
No.
Once you rule out the gyrocopter, the cannons, and the two warriors I sent away, I only had a working army of 4 Rangers, 3 Warriors, and 2 Troll Slayers.
Mm.
That was my entire army.
Yeah, yeah.
To contest with. And the Troll Slayers got pulled away, because that's what will happen to them.
Yeah.
So I left 3 Rangers and 4 Rangers and 3 Warriors.
Yeah, 7 units.
And that was to contest the middle and your side and protect my side.
Yeah.
So maybe the build's wrong. Maybe I should have set up in the middle and tried to go after the middle and just...
I'd have had the cannons over getting it, pulling into range the centre objective.
They did try.
Yeah, that's what I... But I'd have... That's how I would do it. You know, I think if you play Empire, that's how you would do it. Is you're like, you know, I can't... Because Empire wouldn't have the quality of infantry to stand there and just take it regardless and hold it regardless. You've got to make the enemy pay for it. Yeah.
So I think I'm used to having maybe cavalry, even not necessarily high elf cavalry, but any cavalry with two orders could have got into that centre.
Yeah.
And fought against the other cavalry that was in the centre. But the problem with dwarves was that was taking 3 orders, and that third order,
it's hard to get.
It's on like a 6 or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that may be a struggle for dwarves if you mess up your deployment.
Mm.
It can be quite difficult to stop the rot in the game.
What I liked about it was that because Barry decided to castle up, but he had some nice scenery to like protect him. It's like with that. If we'd rolled regular battle, I'd be like, this is difficult. Like he's outranging me. I've got to try and attack him, and it's very hard to crack him. But this scenario changed it up, forced him to come out.
I think that's what I got lulled into the sense of security, because I thought...
Because you started playing this game like a dwarf player, as in a standard dwarf game.
Yeah, yeah, end of turn 2, until I realised I hadn't scored and you had.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm doing all right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to come to me, I'm just going to keep blowing him away. Yeah. I'm not giving him any easy charges, he's got to get through a lot of meat.
Yeah.
But then, before I knew it, I was 4-0 down.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh shit. So I had to throw my stuff in, I had to throw my... general in. I did push off the scenario, so I elongated it by one turn, but at the end of the day, the game was lost. And it was just a bad play by me.
Yeah.
That
scenario held up, and I won by using it.
But you will lose, if you don't keep your eye on the scenario, you can lose the game by not keeping your eye on the scenario.
If your opponent is.
Yeah, that's what...
Because when Nick and Janners tried this game, played this scenario, they both... Forgot about it. You know, but I went into this. I'm going to play this scenario because I saw that was my way. That was probably my best way to win it. What? Because am I going to outfight the dwarves? Maybe. I don't have a big army. I'm high elves, but I'm better on gonna play the scenario. I'm better. That was my best way to win.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the dwarves have a lot of armor, and your stuff doesn't ignore armor. So it was the only thing I really feared with the Silver Helms.
Hmm.
But I didn't really get stuck into them.
No.
Right at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't set them up with the intention to camp on the centre objective. It just kind of fell that way because...
Well, they're the best things to do.
In a sense, but I was just like, oh, well, it's kind of has happened now. You know, because originally I thought, I don't know, I thought I'd be dicing with you, you know, back and forth in the middle. I didn't think, it's like, because this brought up a question, it's like, should you only score on your own turn? But I think that if you did that, then it would take too long.
I think the game would be over before it happened, it was irrelevant.
Yeah, it would be then the scenario is irrelevant if you only scored in your own turn. But because we didn't, and I think it's about right, you know, because we're still in the evolving stage, you could say, of the scenario pack. So we will make changes if we think... They're not gone to print yet.
No, but I think it is fair that if you don't contest the centre...
Yeah.
...and you've got 5 points, then that's it.
Yeah.
That's what the scenario is.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to make that a priority.
Yeah. If you come into... So next time you will, won't you?
Probably not use dwarves.
But next time, whatever army you are using... You in this scenario,
it'll certainly have cavalry, and it'll be able to get there in 2 orders.
Yeah,
in order to contest that centre.
Exactly,
and not 3 orders.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where dwarves would excel in, they'd do well in a meeting engagement, probably. Like it would be.
No, maybe if I set my army up in the middle around that wood, mm-hmm. maybe it would have gone better. Yeah. Maybe, although, you definitely should fear dwarf cannon.
Mm.
Or Empire cannon, any cannon. Cannons are ruinous.
Oh, yeah.
They just archers get off, whatever it is. Horses get off. Ogres get off, and whatever it is, just get smashed.
Yeah, there should never be a list in Warmaster that allows you to have 3 units of cannons.
There was four, wasn't it?
In
that engineer's kit was four. Yeah. Hitting on threes, yeah. Jesus Christ!
No, can't have that. That's why we binned it. Yeah,
oh my god!
But there's no list in the game that should have. You should be able to get 3 units because two's enough.
Two is enough.
You really have to. You know, two's almost game breaking.
It's ball breaking, is what it is.
Yeah.
Right. So it worked well. I got sucker punched, but that was my own fault. So yeah.
I need a rope and dope.
No disrespect to Paul. He won. The scenario was there to be won, and he won on the scenario. So,
yeah.
Well played. Again.
So yay.
Although High Elves were very forgiving.
Oh yeah. I mean.
Very forgiving. I mean,
they are. Yeah. I was like, oh, I've made a mistake here, but it's okay.
The general will sort it.
General sorted out. Come over here. Literally, I think, as I said in the game, it's like if I was playing High Elves in a tournament, I think just to get under somebody's skin, I would just keep doing orders with the High Elf general. Just keep doing it. Just like, and not move. Like, just go like, move them, nowhere. Them, hold them again, nowhere. Oh, and I'll hold them again now. Oh, nowhere. Just like,
you bastard. Oh, well, that's the High Elves for you.
Yeah.
So, is that it for them? Is that it for our scenario? I think everything's going honky-dory.
Yeah, so let me address, to fill up the rest of our podcast.
I know you have to talk about what you're going to do with this alpha beta.
Yes,
pack,
yeah, that's whatever. What I'm going to talk
about. Come on, do it, sir. So, post haste.
So I've been asked, when is this out? Okay, so it goes live in an event in January the 14th.
But people need it, Paul, they need it.
I know, but I will have it done by December the 14th. That is by, so it's out from, and that is the worst case. So that is out at least a month before the actual event.
Right.
And I'm going to email it to everyone who buys a ticket for that January event. I'll be like, here's the tournament pack. Read it.
Yeah.
Don't turn up to the event like a moan about these scenarios because you didn't read the tournament pack, because you definitely had it because I emailed it to you. Yeah, like, and yeah, that's the day. And then obviously then when it's available like that, I'll make it available to anybody who wants it. For free.
Yeah. Spread it far and wide, sir.
I want it to look nice. Yeah, like I'm not a IT guy. I don't have the computer skills, but I'd still like it to look nice. You know, in terms of presentable, like nice fonts and style.
Have you got Word?
I know, but
I
like,
think that's all you need.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll work on it. You know, because really, like, unless we come up with something in between now and then, which is probably unlikely. It's kind of done already, and like it's going to be a tournament pack with 3 scenarios in it,
yeah.
Which we will then build on in for other years. So hopefully, 2018 would have more scenarios in it. But it doesn't have to, because a tournament's only 3 events, 3 games.
Yeah, well, most of them. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So we'll wait and see. I mean, see what we can come up with. I intend to go through all the written. Like stuff for Warmaster I can find and look at the games that are played, the scenarios are played, and see if they can be adapted to a generic tournament format. I think most of them, though, will involve unfavourable matchups, as in unequal points.
Yeah, we don't want
that.
That.
And that can't happen. Yeah. You know, like, that's, yeah,
we talked about that last week. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
So. Good.
So that's what's going. Yeah. So the only thing I did notice is I can't upload it onto the Warmaster podcast page. I don't know how I can upload something that can be downloaded by anybody.
I think you just share a picture.
I'm not sure, but
if you give it to me, I'll find a way.
I mean, that's what I'd like to do.
I think sometimes people I hosted it on Drive and then shared a link on Drive, like that was open to anybody.
If there's a way, then that's how for that to be done, that is how it will be done.
I'm sure that was it, because we had the tier lists, like, and I'm sure that's shared, and I think that's an on Google Drive.
Yeah, it will be really interesting. Oh, no, I suppose they won't, will they? Because the Tri-Wiz is this, their standard. It'd be interesting to see if the Tri-Wiz guys decide to use it in their next like in 2017 in their regular event, as they call it.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe not. But we'll see. It's not, that's not for me. That this is what we're doing. Like, they can do what they want to do because this is what we're doing.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But today's game, as a plus point, today's game was well in time.
Well in time.
Yeah.
Well in time.
We finished with 35 minutes left each.
So
it's like
just over half the time news.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's something we're finding. These scenarios make quicker games. Yeah, which is great. Like, both meeting engagement and take and hold are quicker games than battle line.
Yeah.
You know, and you want that. You know, like
messier games as well.
Yeah.
More fighting.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, fanning around.
Force an engagement.
Yeah. Or not, if you're me.
Yeah,
hide in the corner. Right, so Blackgate miniatures update. Mm-hmm. So we're getting towards the end of week two.
Mm-hmm.
We got £1,750 of a £1,000 target, which is almost time to release those armoured warriors, which is good news.
Yay!
Hey, we also got some custom dice. That was nice.
People like dice.
So custom dice now are on an add-on, and there's some basing. So there's some basing add-on. So if you want some bases, they're pretty cheap, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come and have a look at those. And also, if you do the bigger pledge, the King of the North pledge, you get a couple of limited, exclusive coloured dice. So awesome. Not much of an extra, but it's something. And you're not going to get them anywhere else.
People
these coloured dice.
Like extras, don't they?
People mm-hmm. like dice. And we've also got some exciting stuff coming Monday. What's this? Oh, those are the bases. There you go. So bases like those.
Mm-hmm.
Monday. What's coming Monday? We have some exclusive Ogre Mammoth Rider art.
Ooh!
Which is going to be spoiled. I bought some extra art. So this is the second, third stretch goal. So hopefully we get there. If not, they'll be coming anyway.
I've seen it and it looks very good.
It's just very good. And we've got some... Tom Sims has done me a logo for Ogres.
Oh, fantastic.
So we've got a little faction logo. And there's a bit of art, fluff. What would you call it? Fluff? Literature, fiction.
That you wrote.
Yeah.
For
the game, but that's further down the line.
I mean,
maybe it'll come out next week.
People
ask
about your idea for a game.
It's coming. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. I'm not reinventing the wheel, but it's certainly going to be good. It's but that's for another day. So if you are interested in Ogre Armies, there you go. I'm not going to pitch it too much, but
that first the £2,000 when you can change your units is great.
Yeah, that's the crux. That's why I didn't want to go mad letting people buy a million units, because if you're only going to get one type of unit, then having a million of one type
exactly.
of unit. Unless you're Sherwin trying to break the game with 15
already
old warriors. Good for him.
No.
That'd be good. And so let's hope we get. So, it's been explained to me that most Kickstarters follow like an S pattern, but the S is on their side.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, you get like a big steep first few days, and then it gets pretty flat, and then it gets a similar steep at the end.
So it's people like watching it to see if
how
it's
far it gets.
Yeah.
So I definitely think we'll have a bit of a ramp up after people see the art. We might get a ramp up once it gets past 2,000, because then people know, you're getting at least two types of units.
Yeah, and
two's much better than one.
And if people are going to use it for Warmaster, then they definitely want
or other game systems.
Or other game systems. Yeah, they're going to want that variation. Speaking of armies and stuff, I've acquired a painted Chaos army.
Huh? Which is
cool. I got them off a friend, so I've eBayed my unpainted Chaos army, which is great, because I didn't intend, obviously, I would have painted them at some point in the future, but the paint is really nice on them.
Done by Roscoe, really good.
Really nice. It's a shame he doesn't take commissions, actually. Like, I didn't ask him. But
no, he doesn't.
He doesn't. I mean, he says he's got too much of his own stuff to do, which is fair enough. He's like, he's a police officer and thus needs, I'm sure he's busy. So he's gonna do a couple more units for this as a favour, and then that'll be a Chaos army totally done. A
couple more warriors?
Two more units of warriors, and I've sneakily put the characters in there as well, because I prefer a couple of models on a base. Okay. Of characters, but we'll see. Okay. If he's, I mean, like, see what he does with that.
One last thing to mention is that Rick Priestley has a book out, which is about war game design and stuff. So I'm going to
book
pick
about
up
designing.
Designing war games. So as I'm in the midst of designing war game, I'll pick that up on Amazon.
And he is the word of God. Like,
So I'll pick that up and I'll let you know what it's like when I've had a good read of it.
Yeah, cool. Other things I have to say, I played this Vermintide computer game.
Really
yeah, I really, it's really fun actually. It's exactly like Left 4 Dead. You know, like as in as an overskin. And I don't know, like I don't know how this. I guess legally this company's gotten away with it because it is different, but it's so similar. It's like
are you sure they've not just bought the engine and just
put
different faces on it?
Yeah, I guess so. But I really enjoy it, and it makes me laugh, like when you can blow a hole in a Skaven's chest, or like with your Witch Hunter pistol. It's like, who just seems to have loads of shots. Like,
yeah, I see that.
Yeah, it's like, oh my power. God, like how is he loading these guns? Like, but it's great fun for a hack and slash kind of first. It's kind of, it is in a sense. It's like, well, it shows when you get mobbed. It's like you are just randomly swinging your weapon around, but it's like it's fun. It's okay. Like I'm gonna get More Time is gonna come out on the PS4 as well next week on the 18th.
More Time.
It was on the PC.
Sounds good.
Again, it's got good reviews, and you'll be getting a game that has a bit of DLC already in it.
Could you play online?
I mean,
there's no heavy stubborn Mordheim, is there? So there's no heavy stubborn.
No, and there's also you can be a Skaven faction in that.
Right.
Happy days.
I'll be killing you online then.
Yeah. So
because my kid did well in an exam. He's only 10, but he did well. So he got an Xbox One S for his. Well, that means I get the Mordheim's on Xbox One S.
It's going to be on Xbox as well.
So I'll be playing against you.
Yeah.
Although sometimes they don't allow cross-platform play, I've heard.
Maybe.
Which is a bit sad, isn't it?
But, if they do, great. Because Mordheim's a great... It's not a direct port of the board game, because it couldn't work. But it is a very good game, I'm told. Okay. But people like it. I mean, it's successful enough to change format, so there's something.
So
that's cool. So
what are we going to do next week, Paul?
Well,
we need to get on with an
army review, don't we?
So let's do Bretonnian.
Okay.
Because we both know Bretonnian relatively well.
All right, so we'll play the army into a steamroller mission.
Yeah, into a steamroller against something, possibly not something as punishing as High Elves. So maybe Empire.
Have I got to be Bretonnians?
I don't care.
But
just not High Elves, because High Elves are a bit... They skew
the game a little bit. I used High Elves today.
Just to make me sad.
Yeah. Might use Wood Elves.
But I can't. I can't argue. Because I've used High Elves in 2 tournaments.
Yeah.
And I haven't lost a game with them yet. Or I have lost 1 game, maybe. They are incredibly forgiving. It's ridiculous. If you're new to the game and you want to give even experienced players a good run for their money, play High Elves.
Or Dark Elves.
I think they're a little bit less forgiving.
Because
things can go badly wrong. And you have to go a little bit nearer with your shooting.
Yeah. And Bretonnians, classic matchups are Wood Elves and...
Tomb Kings! It's Tomb Kings!
I've got Tomb Kings. Yeah, I suppose it's a crusade in the Land of the Dead.
Yeah, there you go. Bretonnian against Tomb Kings next
God
week.
God wills it!
Nagesh, you've got Nagesh, haven't you?
Yeah, he's over there. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Right, so that was episode, what did we say, 35? 36?
36.
Jeez! 36.
Yeah, it's good. Wow. It's good.
God, blimey. So that was episode 36 of the Warmaster podcast with Paul and Barry, the Battle of the Beard. War of the Beard. You didn't even explain. Next time you can explain
Beard. I'll quickly do that, then, if you want. So basically, the reason the High Elves and the Dwarves fell out was because they were disputing over trade and like life, basically. They don't like each other. And the High Elves got shaved the beard of a Dwarf ambassador. And that's a massive insult. They knew this. So when the Dwarf went back to the High King, he was like, I'm beardless, I'm going to have to be a troll slayer now because my life isn't worth living without a beard. And they're like, right, we're going to war. And they went for
war. And this is a beard they never cut, yeah? He's grown his beard from birth.
Yeah.
They come out hairy.
They might style it, but they never cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Dothraki.
Yeah. So that resulted in a massive war between High Elves and Dwarves, which was a real shame because at the end of it, the High Elves couldn't be in the Old World anymore because they'd lost too much, and the Dwarves were knackered as well and never recovered like what they were. And it allowed evil races to get the upper hand. It could have been the hubris of the elves or the arrogance or the dwarves, both sides of the fault. Well, because the dwarves like went to war over it. You know?
He cut his beard.
That was the insult that pushed it over the edge. There was other
insults. That's a really big insult.
Well, yeah, that's why they did it, but like it was like they were both poking each other in the eye until finally they started swinging. You know, like, so they're both at fault.
Both at fault. Yeah. Right. Anyway, so that was the Warhammer.
But I tell you what, like, this game I've got on the computer, like Warhammer Vermintide. It's like, this world doesn't exist anymore.
End times. It's even called End Time.
And it's like, well, I love it. Like, why is it not existing anymore? And then like, this more time doesn't exist. Yeah, like, when I get that turns up, doesn't exist anymore. It's like, and Total War, if I ever get to play it, like, Warhammer Total War, doesn't exist anymore. And it's like...
And Blood Bowl. The universe.
But they're bringing it back. Like, yeah, have you seen the pictures of Blood Bowl?
I don't like them.
No?
It's all too comic-y, all too cartoony. There's a dwarf kind of jumping around, bouncing on his beard or something.
There is. It's a troll slate. He's jumping in midair, and his beard is how he stays on the base. Yeah. Like, okay. So Dave, I like the Skaven models personally.
I haven't seen any Skaven. I just thought they've
got really long tails. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, I just saw the dwarves. I don't know what they're doing with dwarves. It was the same when they saw fire slayers or whatever they're called. Yeah. They're just like, oh, blah.
But I mean, it sounds like. I mean, I watched a video on like intro to Blood Bowl. It looks like they haven't changed the rules at all.
But why would they?
Well. That's a bad. I mean,
that would be hubris. Deciding to change the rules, you might need to refresh the teams, or maybe. No, I have said you need to do something about block and dodge not being on.
Well, yeah,
general.
But it looks like. I mean, from what I've seen, it looks like they haven't changed a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so that's good and bad because that won't make me want to play it because I'm played out of Blood Bowl.
Yeah, maybe.
There'll be lovely bases. There'll be lovely models and like nice pitch and everything else. That'll all be better. That's great, but. I won't want to play it because I'm played enough Blood Bowl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As I say, it still has the same problems that we've talked about before. Like, people taking far too long to play the game and ultimately block. Why do you choose any skill but block and dodge if you can choose them?
Like, yeah. I don't know answers to either of those. Yeah. So that's the, yeah. So, Warmaster Podcast, episode 36.
Yep.
Paul, Barry.
Thanks for listening.